power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And this is Paul, and you're listening to one exciting episode of Ask Drone You.
Absolutely. We've got some really great subject matter on tap for today, and welcome to episode number 59. We're so glad that you're with us. It is a big day. DJI is announcing some pretty big stuff, Paul.
That's right. And we have been tweeting from the event. We have been following the event, and it seems like there is a new Phantom 3 that is just out as of this morning.
You know, as we see it fly here on their live event, it actually looks the same, but I'm sure there's a lot of improvements and upgrades to it that you can fill everybody in about.
Yes, and there are a lot of changes that are coming. And frankly, I think it is phenomenal the type of things that we are seeing. And why is that? Well, DJI really has taken it to the next level. The Phantom 3 will be just as easy to fly, really, as they say, utilizing your camera phone, which what they're doing is really making a consumer drone that most people will be able to use. They are really extending the audience of who can use this platform, but they're also offering more and more and more capability. Why do I say that? Well, they've integrated Lightbridge. They have integrated the ground flow sensor, the same one they have on the Inspire 1. Why have they done this? Well, now you can live broadcast from the Phantom 3. So if you got a job with a news agency or you are a news agency and you're learning to fly for a news agency, you'll be able to cover events live.
That's
from
really cool.
The air.
Or just a wedding that grandma can't make it to. I mean, there's all kinds of fun things.
Yes,
that you could, do
you
with
could
this.
Incorporate your family into events that they can't make it to.
Yeah.
They really are connecting the world.
It's pretty awesome. And we just looking briefly, it looks like the price point is pretty similar to what the 2 was.
That's right. Yes. So they're actually going to have two different versions, the professional and the advanced. The professional will be a 4K camera shooting at 30 frames per second with Lightbridge. And that's going to be $1,249. And the Phantom 3 advanced will be $999, but that's only going to allow you to have the 1080 camera.
So $1,200 for the new Phantom 3 and a 4K camera, that seems pretty reasonable.
It's extremely reasonable. And as someone tweeted and I retweeted, GoPro, watch out because DJI has now become a flying action camera company.
Seriously. And just don't look now or
yeah.
An eye over your shoulder or something, because that's incredible.
It is absolutely incredible. But here are some of the shortfalls, or at least some of the things that I noticed.
Okay.
The GoPro can still shoot 120 frames per second, which the DJI Phantom 3 cannot.
Okay. And that's important. Tell our listeners again why that's important.
It's important because we can utilize that footage for slow-mo and we're going to have a lot less clipping. So I will say this, and I actually got retweeted on this morning. I said, DJI, great video, but your videos are still clipping. So, you know, and they announced that DJI is now going to have a university. But frankly, when you're providing videos that are out there that are clipping, you're not providing a professional quality product. So the importance for the high frame rates is to reduce the clipping. It's one of the things that we talk about in our classes. And frankly, it's extremely, extremely, extremely important to understand why clipping is a problem. And frankly, it comes down to frame rates.
Well, and I think it's pretty clear that DJI is first and foremost, they're a drone. They're a UAV company.
Yes.
So even though they're starting, they're getting more into the action camera category of things. That's not their specialty.
Definitely.
I would say.
Yes, it is not their specialty. But the cool thing with this camera, and the thing that they haven't mentioned, is that the megapixel size of the sensor. So when you're taking photos, how large is that sensor? Because the Phantom 3 will be great for, you know, aerial mapping and utilizing products like Drone Deploy, utilizing products like Pix4D and whatnot. So my question is, how can they increase the accuracy of these orthomosaic maps, these topographical maps, with this new sensor?
Okay. You know? What about the autonomous capabilities of the Phantom?
I believe the autonomous capabilities are actually going to go up because DJI has released a new pilot app specifically for the Phantom 3.
Cool. Okay.
So
that's going to get more sophisticated, give more opportunities for those kinds of things.
It definitely is. It definitely is. So, you know, everyone's asking me, well, Paul, should we buy one right now? And like all things DJI, it may be better to wait until we get to the second production round, because they've been known to beta test their products on their customers. And, you know, this is really with all companies. I feel like it's not just DJI, because you're always working out.
Car companies, they always say that. Don't buy the first iteration.
The first gen.
But is this considered the first gen? I mean, obviously it's the Phantom 3, so isn't it just expanding on the previous models?
Well, it is the first Phantom 3. It is also expanding on the other models, but this will be the first Phantom with an application just for the Phantom. Okay. So it'll be the first gen of the new app. It'll be the first gen with Lightbridge.
Okay.
So there is a lot of first gen things that are on the Phantom.
Well, that's a really important point, because it's called the Phantom 3, obviously, and it is. But there are some new elements that need to be factored into whether you buy it now or not. Or
exactly, exactly. Okay. But I will say this, I'm sure in time we will get one ourselves and mm-hmm. be able to give a full review on it and its capabilities. They say that it has new motors, but they didn't say who makes the motors. So it's my idea that they are using T motors now.
Okay.
But I can't confirm that. It's just purely speculation at this point. Yeah.
Because we're still waiting on a lot of the details about it.
That's right. That's right. Okay. We are.
Anxiously.
Anxiously.
Very anxiously.
Yes. But they also launched a new program where people can prove their worthiness. It's called SkyPixel.com. And essentially people are signed up on SkyPixel to share their photos.
That's
and
cool.
Any person who shares has a chance to win a new Phantom 3. So if you think you've got what it takes to win a Phantom 3, then you may want to become a part of SkyPixel.
Yeah, it's certainly not worth, I mean, it's worth trying. It doesn't hurt to put your stuff up there.
It definitely is worth trying, and it definitely is worth putting your stuff up there.
So that's brand new that they're rolling out along with the Phantom 3.
That's right. That's right.
That's
so
cool.
It should be interesting. I mean, it's definitely an exciting day, but I also am very interested to see what 3D Robotics comes out with next week, just because they're releasing a new quadcopter platform. They're releasing a lot of new stuff. And frankly, we know that the Pixhawk flight controller is much better for industrial applications, just because it's unlimited in the waypoints. It's unlimited in many different aspects. In fact, I think I just saw one of our tweets pop up on the screen.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's cool. We're watching the event live here as we're talking, guys. So
forgive us if we seem like we are in and out. But oh, look, there's Alex Wright right there. Boom. Trying to see who else is there. It seems like there's an interesting group of people there. They were showing the Inspire 1 now. They're showing a lot of things. And that looks like a new Inspire 1 based off of the hood.
Huh.
It looks like there was an FPV camera in that hood.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what comes with the new.
Very cool. A lot
Inspire
of excited
2.
Folks roaming, milling around there at the event.
There are a lot of excited folks. And, you know, I think a lot of people are interested to see how the Phantom 3 will perform as far as battery life goes. Mm-hmm. Is it going to extend endurance? You know, because they talked about the Phantom 2 version 3, how it had more efficient motors. But we know scientifically that unless they create lighter motors that operate on a lower charge, that they're not going to be more efficient unless they use a bigger prop.
Right.
Because if we're spinning a larger prop at a lower rate, we can actually have a more efficient motor.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very,
cool.
Very important.
So back to 3DR, they are, for the most part, you're buying drones that you have to build. Is that true?
Well, no, they have kit drones too, just like the Iris X8 Plus, the Iris Plus, and those are good to go kits, as you would call them.
But you still have to put it together. But I guess you do with a Phantom as well.
You still
right?
have things that you have to put together.
There's
with
some
the Phantom.
Things you have to do.
Yes,
yeah.
But the cool thing with the Pix 4D and Pixhawk flight controller with 3D Robotics is a much more accurate flight controller.
Right.
But DJI just did say in this presentation that their Phantom 3 will connect to more satellites, offering a more accurate GPS reading.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how they've done that, but I'm very interested to find out more.
Yeah. Well, certainly new pilots would be very excited to hear that. I would.
Oh, yeah. Very, very excited. In fact, I'm excited because frankly, I bought my Phantom 2 for the same price that the Phantom 3 is right now, so I may have to go home and sell
trade-ins.
Some stuff. Yeah.
Do they take trade-ins?
That would be a funny tweet. Do you guys take trade-ins?
But hardly used Phantom, except that's not true. This one's not hardly used.
I will say this, the whole HD Lightbridge thing is very cool, but it's not that useful. And I say that because I can go further on my standard definition transmission than that can go. But at the same time, the ability to live stream is just going to be amazing. We're going to be able to do our webinars now from outside.
I think it's very exciting, and I could see us putting that to use very soon.
Yes, very, very soon.
Do more of our courses outside, we need to be doing that.
And again, what I like about the Phantom 3 is it's a one controller system, so you don't have to learn how to communicate with another pilot and get him up to speed mentally on where you are, which seems like a big challenge for a lot of operators.
Yeah, so, even though we always recommend, if you can, have a spotter out with you. I mean, from a safety standpoint,
yeah,
that's a good idea.
It definitely is.
To be able to control the drone and the camera on your own is ideal.
Absolutely ideal. Yep. I really wish that DJI would come out with a Y6 though, but we're in the middle of building our Y6 right now, and we may have an application for it much sooner than we think, because my next meeting with the guy I told you about this morning is on Saturday.
Yeah. Very cool. Some neat things happening. And what's really cool is that here at Drone U, this is not theoretical.
No.
Paul and other pilots that affiliate with us, they're out doing this stuff every day, and we get to turn that into training opportunities for you guys, which is really, really exciting for us.
And that's the difference between, DJI says they're going to have a new university. They'll teach you how to fly that thing, and that's great. But what you need to know is, how are you going to make money with it? Otherwise, it's just a hobby, which is fine
for some. Yeah, that's good too.
But if you want to, live your passion and actually make your dreams become a reality, then you can do what you love and make money. And it's really simple.
And even if you're not going to make money, even if you just want to learn to get the absolute best shots you can, again, we're teaching from experience. And man, don't do this or do this, and you'll hear it all here.
Definitely. We did hear it all here. So that's going to do it for our podcast today. Don't forget to join us in our webinars, where we're going over the deep information, the things you need to know to take your piloting skills to the next level. Those are free, so join us. If you haven't looked into DroneU and becoming a member and becoming a part of our coursework, the community, the tips and tricks, and also the classes, again, like Rob said, we are teaching from experience, not from theory, and maybe you need some personal attention, some questions answered and whatnot. Well, we can do all of those things for you inside of our membership. So we invite you to join us at thedroneu.com. So make sure to join us, guys. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of your questions. We appreciate all of our listeners out there. Again, thank you so much. So that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U.